Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Australia's foreign minister is calling for de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Penny Wong is urging the large number of Australians in Lebanon to leave now. She's been meeting with counterparts at the United Nations in New York. She says civilian lives are being lost. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting later today to discuss the situation. Senator Wong has condemned both sides of the conflict.
Civilians are being killed in Israeli strikes, including women and children. We condemn Hezbollah's continued attacks on Israel. But I do say again, Lebanese civilians cannot be made to pay the price of defeating Hezbollah. So all parties should show restraint, de-escalate and comply with UN Security Council resolutions.
The United Nations says around 90,000 people have been displaced in Lebanon since Monday. Aid agencies in the southeast say traffic is so bad many are trapped and are sleeping on the roadside without food or blankets. The head of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, has told the BBC Beirut has been overwhelmed by the number of people arriving there.
This is already a country in deep economic crisis, so all services will basically break down because everybody's fleeing, and Beirut is so overwhelmed. So are the other cities where there is no shelter.
Qantas travellers have been put on alert for flight disruptions as engineers stage a fortnight of industrial action. The stop work kicked off in Melbourne this morning and will spread around the nation in coming days. A man is due in court today, charged with murder over the death of a 32-year-old man in Sydney's Inner West earlier this week. Jefferson Shaw reports.
City Alecki Filia Carver was fatally stabbed in Marrickville on Monday night. Officers say he was known to police and his death was a targeted attack. He'd been eating at a restaurant with his family when he left to go to the corner of Marrickville Road and Silver Street. There he met with a man who allegedly attacked him. Police arrested a 31-year-old man at Concord yesterday and have charged him with murder. He's been refused bail to appear before Burwood Local Court today. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The Prime Minister insists he is not considering changes to negative gearing, saying it's not his focus at the moment. Treasury is investigating whether tax concessions for property investors should be rolled back. One option being considered is a cap on the number of homes a landlord can negatively gear. But Anthony Albanese says there are no plans to move forward with the proposal.
What our plans are out there about supply. We need more homes. That's why we have our $32 billion Homes for Australia plan. We want more people in public housing, we want more private rentals, and we want more people in home ownership. That's our plan.
More than $4 billion in public school funding has been rejected by the New South Wales government. The state's education minister has turned down the federal offer, arguing it's not enough and would set students up for ongoing disadvantage. South Australia and Victoria have also refused to sign the agreement. Thousands of women will be able to continue accessing the contraceptive pill through pharmacies. The state government is making a 12-month trial a permanent fixture to ease pressure on GPs. Strong winds and heavy rain are lashing Sydney with the winter-like conditions to stick around for much of the day. Jack Hahn reports.
When the cool change arrived just before dawn, the apparent temperature dropped from about 19 right down to 8 degrees. The city will struggle to climb beyond an apparent temperature of 11 today as strong southerly winds of about 60 kilometres per hour and relentless rain combine. More than 40 millimetres is forecast to fall into the gauge, making it the wettest day in 3 months. A hazardous surf warning has been issued, urging people to stay out of the water along the Sydney and Hunter coastline.
Hope weather.
A cloudy day with a very high chance of rain, winds southerly 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 kilometres an hour along the coast. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. A top of 15 degrees is forecast for the city, 13 in the west. Right now it is 12 in the city, 11 in the west. Showers at 18 tomorrow, a possible shower again on Saturday with a top of 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 103.2.
A parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but with our help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlor, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Ashfield, the M4 Tunnel, multi-vehicle crash affecting westbound traffic as you come from on Parramatta Road. Des Moines, Victoria Road remains busy in both directions. Also Seaforth and Mossman, Manly Road and Spit Road. And East Lakes, they're clearing a crash on Southern Cross Drive, a city bound. Head to Parramatta City, GWM, North Parramatta and Blacktown City, GWM. Blacktown for outstanding deals across the range. GWM, go with more. Deal 14862, station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's later Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2 mornings with Ben McKechnie.
Well, how do you do? And yeah, it was very nice this week to get an award. Myself and Laura Bennett at the Christian Media and Arts Australia Awards handed out this week. We were crowned for compelling content in a podcast, our Following the Chosen podcast. Huge thanks to Derek and Christian, who do amazing jobs editing and producing that. And also thanks to you for tuning in to Following the Chosen as we follow the Chosen TV series and dive into loads of conversations about it, about Jesus, and where these new representations of Jesus can land for us outside of our viewing habits. And if you haven't checked out the now officially award-winning podcast, Following the Chosen, you can find it wherever you grab your podcasts. That's Following the Chosen. And now, good morning, Chris.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I wonder if you could sometimes sit down and write a simple definition. What does it mean to be a Christian? That's a good question. What would you say? Is it being a nice person going to church on Sunday? I have an idea, you know, that many people don't even know what true Christianity is. What is a definition, a simple definition of true Christianity? I wonder what would happen if we took a survey today of the man or the woman on the street. I wonder what kind of opinions and ideas people would have about Christianity. I think we'd get a diverse number of answers. One thing I'm sure about, the answers would probably be inaccurate, because the view of Christianity that would perhaps top the list would be the one that says Christianity is all about keeping rules and regulations, and most people think that's what we emphasize in the church. Most people think that whenever these rules and regulations are broken, that they will be judged harshly. And so to boil it all down, for lots of people, Christianity is all about, well, do this, don't do that. Now, of course, there are, unfortunately, some churches that are legalistic and harsh and judgmental. Some churches do have a lot of rules and regulations. But that's really not what we're talking about today. That's not true Christianity. What is very sad, I think, is that many people have rejected Christianity based on this idea, this misinformation of what Christianity really is. So, where do you find the truth about Christianity? You could well be interested this morning to find out. Well, I'll say you don't find it in tradition or in the church history examples. You may not have found it in the lives that people live. And for a real definition of Christianity, I think there's only one thing you can do, and that's go to the Bible, because in the Bible you'll find that true Christianity hangs or falls by the law of love that's lived out by a person when Jesus Christ lives in that person. The truth of Christianity is that when a person, a girl or a boy or a man or a woman, receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, that person is different because they are empowered to love. But then again, what is love? It's a word that we use for everything. It's really an imprecise term. We use it in so many ways. So to understand its meaning, we've really got to try and understand the context. For example, I might say to you, I love ice cream, I love the blue skies, I love my dog, I love my wife. I might say I love you. So it's obvious that my love for my wife is different to the way that I love ice cream. So it's important to understand what we mean when we use this word love. So I think that people have no idea of what true Christianity or love really is. But love is the greatest thing that people need. Josh McDowell said, I believe two of the greatest fears people struggle with today are the fear they will never be loved and the fear that they will never be able to love. Well, Christianity is all about meeting that need. Listen to the Apostle John in his epistle, 1 John chapter 2. He said, as we obey Christ's commandments to love one another, the darkness in our lives disappears. The new light of life in Christ comes in. Anyone who says he's walking in the light of Christ but dislikes his fellow man is in darkness. But John said, whoever loves his fellow man is walking in the light, and he can see his way without stumbling around in darkness and sin. So here he tells us how to walk in the light, and that's emphasizing the importance of fellowship with God and one another. So the basic commandment of Christianity is all about love. In fact, it's the law of love. And he explains to us that love is old, but it's also new. In fact, it goes right back to the Old Testament, to the words that say, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. This is the commandment to love God. And so it's not just something that belongs to the New Testament. Love is found from the beginning of the Bible right through to the end. It's a great concept, isn't it? Well, we do sing often, Lord, of your love and your justice. We know that it's new every morning. You're a great God, and we thank you that you're full of understanding and a God of provision. We know that your love never fails. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello there. I'm Ben. That is Sean McDonald on Hope 103.2. And on this Thursday morning, I just wanted to let you know that you are not alone. You are not alone if this week, as we have got notifications and headlines and basically all sorts of airspace dedicated towards everything from inflation rates, inflation and interest rates and negative gearing, and then major supermarkets in Australia and where the prices have been set too high, and prices, money, economics, finance whirling around constantly. You are not alone if that either weighs you down, overwhelms you, pushes you towards just feeling totally at a loss about what do I do when it comes to my money, let alone looking out for somebody else's. And just wanted to let you know, Money, Faith and Finance, the Facebook group, always open 24/7 for you to join in. There are plenty of others just like you looking to share what is going on with all of this, seeking expert tips, lived experience, your wins and losses when it comes to navigating everything to do with everyday finance, where money lands for you. That is the Money, Faith and Finance group. That's right, you can find it at Facebook. Join up now. It'll be a massive benefit to you. Now on Hope Mornings, hello, this is Marshmallow.
I've cheated and I've lied, I've broke down and I've cried, I've got nothing to hide no more. I've loved and I've hurt, I've broken people down with words, more grace than I deserve for sure. Known to be crazy, known to be wild, mama had herself a little devilish child, you know, stranger to the troubles at my door. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life, and every kind of loss that you can't find. But I got one thing right, been the kind of guy girls' mamas don't like, running with the wrong crowd on the wrong nights, cause I've been wrong about a million times. But I got one thing right, you. Through my pain, kept us patient while I changed, never even crossed your mind to walk away. When I was getting crazy, reckless and wild, acting like my mama's little devilish child, it took a heart like yours to find its place. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life, and every kind of loss that you can't find. But I got one thing right, been the kind of guy girls' mamas don't lie, running with the wrong crowd on the wrong night. I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right, you. I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right, I got one thing right. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life, and every kind of loss that you can't find. But I got one thing right, been the kind of guy girls' mamas don't lie, running with the wrong crowd on the wrong night. I've been wrong.
Hope 103.2.
There's a love so high
that you can't.
but love died somewhere behind that cross you wear. You're afraid when you look at me. That ain't real love, not the kind from above. There's a friend of mine.
Yes, that is Tori Kelly on Your Hope 103.2. Hello there. My name is Ben McKechnie. How do you go about beating the rain? Now, I'm not trying to suggest it's as much of a competition as that, although it does feel like a battle when you leave the house on a day like today here in Greater Sydney and beyond, and my goodness, that's just soggy and windy and cold. And what do you do to beat the rain? 0448 40 20 20. Message me, particularly how do you arrive wherever you are arriving as dry as is humanly possible. You can also call me 1300 40 20 20. For camping, I bought some of those gum boots that make me look like a farmer. If you ever need a tractor hauled out of a muddy creek, come and ask my gum boots to do it. They will definitely do it. I wore those gum boots to work today so that I would not have soggy feet when I arrived, and it worked. Massive gum boots are, I would recommend to anybody getting a pair of those. They look ridiculous, but wow, your feet are going to thank you on a day like today. 0448 40 20 20. Message me. What do you do to turn up as dry as you can on a day such as today? You can also give me a call on 1300 40 20 20.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Hope 1032.
I came here with a broken heart that no one else could see. I drew a smile on my face, the paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Simplicity, I feel like I've been missing me. Was not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this darkness over me. We all get there eventually. I never knew where I belong, but I was right. Ain't no go wrong. Been telling myself all alone. Don't be so hard on yourself, no. Learn to forgive, learn to let go. Everyone trips, everyone falls. So don't be so hard. Top of the world, right where I wanna be. So how can this dark cloud keep raining over me? But hearts break and hell's a place that everyone knows. So don't be so hard on yourself, no.
Hope Mornings, Jess Glynn, where we're hearing from you about how you beat the rain. What are the best ways, the most creative ways that you can arrive dry, even on a day like today? 1-300-40-2020. Get in touch. Message me 0448-40-2020. I can recommend to you an underground garage. That's what we have below our townhouse. Look, I know it could take some time and some excavation under your own house to put one in if you don't have one, but strongly recommend it. It is fantastic for staying dry on a day like today. Again, I appreciate the investment and the infrastructure, all that, just pointing out, man, you'll be dry. 1-300-40-20-20. Give me a call. How do you stay dry on a rainy day like today? 0-448-40-20-20. Message me on Hope 103.2. Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gon' hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gon' take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gon' need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Yeah. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
You need. If you've been looking
Wanna talk from the sidelines, but never put on the cleats. Got complimentary tickets, but complaining about the seats. I moved on from that mentality, rapidly. Grateful every time you get the weight, that's how it has to be. Every day like Christmas, celebrating like a holy day. Honestly, this feeling's like it has to be the only way.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need. You know I'm always gonna pick you up on telephone, car, or plane. Whatever you say. I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Don't judge it, I ain't no jerk. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
That's Social Club Misfits on Hope 103.2, where we are hearing from you about how you defeat the rain, how you show up somewhere dry. Maybe it's sheltering under a tree, and I have a very different tree shelter to update you on soon. But first, Robin, thanks for your text, 0448 40 20 20. First to you, Robin. You love a stylish raincoat which covers what you're wearing, and a change of shoes as well. Short gumboots are good, in your opinion, Robin. And other Robin, also texting in on 0448 40 20 20. Along similar lines, although you're reflecting back way back when you were a kid and you were going to school and everyone wore gumboots and raincoats to walk to school. Nowadays, this Robin, you prefer to stay at home in your PJs on a wet day, but you can still remember the damp smell of boots and plastic after you got to school, took the boots off and put your indoor shoes on. Thank you for letting us know. Now, your tip for staying dry on a day like today might be sheltering under a tree. Did you know that in the northwest of Greece, there is a very distinct tree shelter? Actually, a tree sanctuary. Actually, a tree church. There is a church inside a tree. Sure, it can only fit two people at one time, but it's a tree church.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 755 33 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 755 33. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Are you a parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but with our help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hope Mornings is brought to you by station sponsor, Bible Leagues, Buddy You Love for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Hope 1032.
Into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul.
Flashes of doubt that grow into rage, locked out the truth that keep your dreams at bay. Don't stand and wait for the time to come. Come on, come on, catch me, we got miles to run. We are alive and skin is leaving these bones. Fire in the wind, we're burning out of control. We are the children chasing wondrous dreams, chasing a vision, baby, like we're running downhill.
to the surface that I long tonight. Slip past the guns before they raise the guns. Come on, catch me, we got miles to run. We are alive and standing, leaving these bones. Fire in the wind, we're burning out of control.
Smell the flowers. Sorry. And listen to Hope 103.2. Could you pass me a tissue?
I'm really close tonight. And I feel like I'm moving inside her. Lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
Been with you on Hope 103.2. That is Cyril. And let's take a look at the community notice board at hope1032.com.au. Thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Buddhayula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. Powerfest 2024. is happening tonight and tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday at the Gospel Faith Mission International at Chullora. And PowerFest is, just quietly, a family-friendly, transformative church conference. And its theme, The Kingdom in Action. I had you at all of those things, including how it's called PowerFest. Awesome. All the details, the notice board, hope1032.com.au.
Hope 1032, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
To you now, in you I'm found.
Hope 1032. To station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Qantas travellers have been put on alert for flight disruptions as engineers stage a fortnight of industrial action. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The industrial action has kicked off in Melbourne today, but the Qantas Engineers Alliance says the strikes will spread to all major airports over the next 2 weeks. At least 10 flights out of Sydney have been cancelled, while 10 leaving Melbourne have also been scrapped. A Qantas spokesperson says the airline has contingency plans in place. The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union is seeking a 5% per year pay bump plus a 15% increase in the first year. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
An inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. 31-year-old Eamon Turkmani was found suffering stab wounds inside his Lithgow Correctional Facility cell yesterday. He died en route to hospital. The Herald reports CCTV captured two men entering the cell. Turkmani was found guilty of the brutal killing of 16-year-old Mahmoud Rook in a dilapidated house in Fairfield East in 2015. A man is due in court today, charged over the stabbing death of a man in Sydney's Inner West. Katie Fuller reports.
Sitaleki Filihakava was stabbed on a busy road in Marrickville after dining out at a Mexican restaurant. He couldn't be saved and his family was left distraught as police began a manhunt for his attacker. Detectives believe the 32-year-old had links to organised crime and say that stabbing was brief and targeted. Officers have now arrested a 31-year-old man at Concord and charged him with murder. He's been refused bail to appear before Burwood local court today.
The United Nations Security Council is meeting to discuss the conflict in Lebanon. More than 50 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the past day, taking the death toll since Monday past 600. The UN Security Council Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities.
To all sides, let us say in one clear voice, stop the killing and destruction.